how do you think the capital punishment system has changed since she was active in it? Has it changed for the better? Are there, can you see elements of what she did that are still helping people today?
Well, I think that the death penalty is slowly dying away. I think less out of moral outrage than a cost. Some studies show that if you compare two cases, one, it's a case involving life without parole, and you measure the cost from investigation to incarceration, versus a case that someone's charged with capital punishment and you go from investigation to execution. Some studies show it costs between $800,000 to $1.5 million more to execute someone than to convict them and put them away for the rest of their lives. So the death penalty is dying away, but it's not dying away because we as a people have become outraged about it. Now, in Virginia, when Marie was here, death row was full. It was bulging at the seams. Today, we have four men on death row. So that's one dramatic change from when Marie was working with the men. The men now have access to lawyers through all facets of their appeals. That's something else that has changed. I think one thing that's changed for the worse is the conditions of confinement. So when Marie worked with the men, death row was at the old Mecklenburg Correctional Center. And it was a style of prison where the men could come out of their cells and interact together in a pod area. They could lift weights. They could play basketball. They could play cards. There was the current death row configuration, and this has been litigation is going on about this right now, is basically the men are in 23-hour-a-day lockdown and seldom, if ever, interact with each other. And so while things have changed for the better, number of convictions, number of executions has dropped dramatically in the state. The men have lawyers now. One thing that I think Marie would weep over is the fact that these men are entombed in a concrete mausoleum most of their days, and that takes a dramatic toll. Marie used to argue that the process sort of kills the men in advance, that by the time we haul them into the death chamber, they're basically already dead. And this certainly hasn't helped things in terms of the mental health of the men on the row. So that's something that hasn't changed for the better.
I think that Maria would also argue that, you know, when you think about the definition of, or the vague definition, or however you would describe it, of cruel and unusual punishment, I'm not quite sure that we've moved away from that itself when you think about the method of execution. You know, some might argue, okay, we've moved away from firing squads and gas chambers and now the electric chair in most states. But I'd actually say that lethal injection now and how that's being approached is not far off from the other ways that we used to execute people in terms of when you think of botched executions. And I feel like that we just needed to mention that during this interview. One example particularly stands out to me in Ohio in 2009 of Rommel Broom, who was, they tried to execute him for 4 hours before they finally stopped. They couldn't find a suitable vein for the lethal injection, and to this day, he still remains on Ohio's death row. And, you know, it just is amazing to me that you would try to kill someone for 2 hours before, you know, stopping, and I just don't think that meets that definition. And just the logic behind, you know, the death penalty still doesn't make sense to me when you think about, okay, why do we kill people who kill people to show that killing people is wrong? That just whole logical argument doesn't make sense to me. And I've been reading actually recently, there are a lot of Republican lawmakers who are coming out against the death penalty and introducing legislation to repeal the death penalty. Again, to Todd's point, mostly about cost, but I do think that there are some religious aspects to that. Some lawmakers have actually particularly come out and said that for them.
And to sort of jump off one of Maggie's point, Marie thought in a democratic society we should have transparency, that if we the citizens supported the death penalty, then we should see what's going on. We should see what the state is doing in our name. I think Marie would be appalled by the lack of transparency in states like Virginia involving the drugs that are being used in the process. And she would, again, if she was with us, be one of these activists who'd be fighting to open up the doors and let us see what exactly is happening. You know, it's funny, one reason why we had the death penalty is to deter. We think that if people see other people being killed, they're likely to commit crimes. Yet the Department of Corrections does everything they can to shroud it in secrecy. There was a former death row inmate named Timothy Bunch, who prior to his execution in Virginia in the 1990s, fought to have his execution televised. He said, if citizens want to support the death penalty and if they think it deters, why shouldn't my death be open to the public? And the Virginia fought against that, arguing, you know, that would be gruesome and unnecessary and inflammatory. So we hide this away. We do it at night behind closed doors, and we now are even hiding that the medications we use, the chemicals we use to kill people, and that would bother Marie a lot.
It seemed, I got the impression that she was kind of an absolutist, that killing is
wrong,
regardless of who's doing it, how it's done. Just there's no justification, period. And it seems like most of the arguments about the death penalty now are, as you said, Maggie, about kind of the mechanism and is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the folks who fight against the death penalty, the lawyers and the activists, are very clever. And they've tried to find the pressure points. And one pressure point that they have found and they are attacking is the means of execution and whether the means itself is cruel and unusual. You know, the first agent, chemical agent, which is administered to a condemned man is a chemical that paralyzes them. And because they are paralyzed, we don't know if they're suffering, if this is a peaceful death or whether they are, you know, screaming in agony as internally as their lungs and their heart shut down. So this is one way the death penalty is being attacked today. But we do have some folks in the Supreme Court like Justice Breyer, Stephen Breyer, who's indicated he would like to have the opportunity for the court to again consider whether the death penalty is per se unconstitutional and that the state shouldn't be in the business of killing its citizens.
Support for the death penalty in the United States is at its lowest point since 1972. Now, it still says found 55% of people were still in favor of the death penalty in some form or another, but at its lowest point since the 70s. Would that surprise Marie, or does that surprise you?
Unfortunately, that doesn't surprise me, just based on historical trends and polls in the death penalty. I wish that it was not that way. Capital punishment's legal in 31 states still, so I still think that, you know, because it's still legal, because people still think that it deters crime, you know, because of those misconceptions there, people not looking at the data, not looking at the statistics, then I think that that's the reason it doesn't surprise me. But I think that if the public were more informed, if, like Todd was mentioning, if killing by lethal injection was more public, you know, they close the curtains now so that we can't see, so that the public, so that the media can't see a botched execution. So I think that if all of those numbers, if all of that information was more publicly known, then I think that that percentage of support would decrease.
Yeah. Marie thought the death penalty would die, would collapse under its own weight. She once made a comment about whether she didn't know whether she or the death penalty would go first, and unfortunately Marie went first. I think that she wouldn't be surprised by the trend lines, but even with, you know, public opinion sort of dropping, they're still executing people on a regular basis in Texas, states like Florida, Mississippi, you know, Arkansas last year. There was a big controversy. They wanted to execute, 11 people in a period of a week or two. So while Marie might be pleased overall that maybe society is rethinking it, she would say that the machinery of death is still grinding on and taking a toll on sort of our collective souls as a people.